No!
Ron had released Wormtail too, and together he and Harry tried to pull the crushing metal fingers from around Wormtail's throat, but it was no use. Pettigrew was turning blue.
Relatio!
Said Ron, pointing the wand at the silver hand, but nothing happened. Pettigrew dropped to his knees, and at the same moment, Hermione gave a dreadful scream from overhead. Wormtail's eyes rolled upward in his purple face. He gave a last twitch and was still. Harry and Ron looked at each other, then, leaving Wormtail's body on the floor behind them, ran up the stairs and back into the shadowy passageway leading to the drawing room. Cautiously, they crept along it until they reached the drawing room door, which was ajar. Now they had a clear view of Bellatrix looking down at Griphook, who was holding Gryffindor's sword in his long-fingered hands. Hermione was lying at Bellatrix's feet. She was barely stirring.
Well,
Bellatrix said to Griphook,
is it the true sword?
Harry waited, holding his breath, fighting against the prickling of his scar.
No,
said Griphook.
It is a fake. Are you sure?
Panted Bellatrix.
Quite sure. Yes,
said the goblin. Relief broke across her face, all tension drained from it.
Good,
she said, and with a casual flick of her wand, she slashed another deep cut into the goblin's face, and he dropped with a yell at her feet. She kicked him aside.
And now,
she said in a voice that burst with triumph,
we call the Dark Lord.
And she pushed back her sleeve and touched her forefinger to the dark mark. At once Harry's scar felt as though it had split open again. His true surroundings vanished. He was Voldemort, and the skeletal wizard before him was laughing toothlessly at him. He was enraged at the summons he felt. He had warned them, he had told them to summon him for nothing less than Potter. If they were mistaken...
Kill me then,
demanded the old man.
You will not win, you cannot win. That wand will never, ever be yours.
And Voldemort's fury broke. A burst of green light filled the prison room, and the frail old body was lifted from its hard bed and then fell back, lifeless. And Voldemort returned to the window, his wrath barely controllable. They would suffer his retribution if they had no good reason for calling him back.
And I think, said Bellatrix's voice, we can dispose of the mudblood. Greyback, take her, if you want her. Now!
Ron had burst into the drawing room. Bellatrix looked around, shocked. She turned her wand to face Ron instead.
Expelliarmus!
He roared, pointing Wormtail's wand at Bellatrix, and hers flew into the air and was caught by Harry, who had sprinted after Ron. Lucius, Narcissa, Draco, and Greyback wheeled about. Harry yelled, stupefy! And Lucius Malfoy collapsed onto the hearth. Jets of light flew from Draco's, Narcissa's, and Greyback's wands. Harry threw himself to the floor, rolling behind a sofa to avoid them.
Stop or she dies,